Good afternoon. My name is Takashi Torayishi, Co-CEO and President of the company, Rakuten Medical. So today, let me talk about our company, but also our technology, with the latest progress on the programs. So, myself, Takashi Torayishi, together with our Chief Operating Officer, Abhijit Bhatia, we'll be talking today. So Rakuten Medical, our company, we are based in San Diego, U.S. Founded in 2010, having employees of 160 worldwide, including research, development, CMC, clinical, but also device development and production as well. So therefore, we have operation in five countries, with the leading assets of three in pipeline. So before jumping in, let me briefly talk about our basis of the technology. So our technology platform, Aluminox, is based on a technology called photoimmunotherapy, which is invented by U.S. NCI and licensed out to our company. So this technology contains two technical components. One is antibody drug conjugate, together with light illumination devices. So drug portion is ADC, antibody, together with drug. But actually, this drug is not a toxic drug. It's a non-toxic photo-absorbing dye as a photosensitizer. So mechanism is that once we infuse this antibody drug conjugate into the human, with the expectation of accumulation of ADC onto the surface of a targeted cell, for example, cancer cell. And once accumulation happened, then providing red light illumination, this photosensitizer would cause a photochemical destruction of a cell membrane. So which means that dual effect would be expected. One is direct cancer killing by inducing acute necrosis of the cancer cell, but also as a secondary effect, we would expect a stimulation of your adaptive immunity by releasing the neoantigen into your system. So therefore, this technology is called the photoimmunotherapy. Right? So a couple of I'm showing a couple of scientific rationale here. But preclinical data showing a dramatic necrotic cell death observed within 24 hours after treatment, but also observing the increase of the functional active killer T cells in the tumor microenvironment after 7 days post-treatment. So based on this, so which means that by using technology, we would expect three key potential advantages. One is, of course, rapid and selective cell killing due to the dual targeting by antibody as a carrier together with light illumination. But also, minimal effect on the surrounding tissue will be expected because dye portion of ADC is non-toxic, but also red light itself is not. It's non-thermal and non-toxic to the normal tissue. Therefore, we would expect having the minimal effect to the surrounding tissue. And thirdly, as I mentioned here, local but also systemic immune activation will be expected. So based on this technology, we are developing a couple of programs, including our first molecule, SP1929, which is targeting EGFR. So this program is targeting the cancer cell directly as a monotherapy, localizing therapy, but also systemic therapy with a combination of other drugs, including PD-1 antibody. But also, as a nature of the technology, we can target any other cells in the human system. For example, our second program, called RM1995. This molecule is targeting CD25 as a target molecule. So it's not targeting the cancer cell itself, but targeting immunosuppressive T-reg, regulatory T-cell, in tumor microenvironment to stimulate an enhancement of systemic immunity. And also third molecule targeting PD-L1 as a target. So it's a dual targeting, targeting PD-L1 tumor cells, but also targeting PD-L1 positive immunosuppressive cells in the tumor microenvironment. So this is a kind of breadth of our platform, and we are in a late stage development, but also our first molecule is already approved in the Japan market as an accelerated approval. So ASP1939, our lead molecule. This molecule, together with a laser elimination system, has been approved and also in the commercial since January 2020. So as you can see here in the video, this video is coming from the operating room. So we are, this patient has a recurrent head neck cancer, receiving IV infusion of our drug 1 day before the treatment. And then you see in the video, placing optical fiber needle in place, and then providing light illumination to the tumor just for 5 minutes. So operation itself will be done within 5 minutes. So very simple, but expecting a pretty targeted therapeutics effect. So this technology, the first molecule has already approved in Japan with the label of recurrent head and neck cancer, local regional treatment. And after 3 years of launch, we are seeing a strong track record in the market. So we have already installed this technology into Japan commercial market to the 150 plus hospitals, right, from the north to south, to the majority of the major cancer centers, university hospitals, and also regional and also central medical centers. Already, we have provided 450 plus treatments as of today to the head and neck cancer patient. And also, we have developed training modules and programs to the physicians and also healthcare professionals, providing a certificate to the head and neck physicians to more than 320 experts in the market. So we have a couple of programs up running. Although the first molecule is already approved in Japan as an accelerated approval program, but also global phase 3 for the unresectable locally advanced recurrent head and neck cancer is ongoing in US, Taiwan, India, and a couple of other countries. And also we are running a couple of phase 1-2 programs, including recurrent head and neck esophageal cancer as an indication expansion program. But also, we are running another program with a combination of PD-1 drug to expect a synergistic effect on adaptive immunity causing our technology combined with anti-PD-1. So today, we are talking about the progress of our clinical programs and also the, our plan going forward. So I'm handing over to our Chief Operating Officer, Abhijit.
Thank you, Tora. So as Tora showed you the pipeline, of course, our first product is approved in Japan, but we are running a global phase 3 study with ASP1929. It's a multi-center, randomized open-label study to assess the safety and efficacy. And the trial is designed for patients who have failed at least 2 lines of therapies, one being systemic in recurrent head and neck cancer setting. And the trial is 2-to-1 randomization with ASP1929 PET in experimental arm, whereas the physician choice for SOC like methotrexate, cetuximab, paclitaxel, or docetaxel in the SOC arm. And the main first primary endpoint is PFS, and second primary is OS, and then the key secondary endpoint is ORR. So this trial is ongoing, as Tor already mentioned, in three countries. So the total number of patients we are enrolling is about 275, and it's in ongoing in U.S., India, as well as in Taiwan. In U.S., it is ongoing at large academic centers, examples like MD Anderson, as well as the community centers in several places. In India, where there's a huge prevalence and incidence of head and neck cancer, we also initiated this trial last year, and it's ongoing at large government centers as well as academic centers, well-known academic centers such as Tata Memorial Hospital in Mumbai. And we are also doing this trial in Taiwan at the top centers in Taiwan as well, within potentially some approved sites that are also accepted in China. And to come next is the Middle East, North Africa region also. There are several hospitals. We may be starting this trial there very soon as well. We can't talk much about it today, but please, you'll stay tuned. So one of the key data that Tor touched upon was about the combination study, which is ASP1929 and with anti-PD-1. This is the data we released, very encouraging data that we released last year at American Head and Neck Society conference in Montreal. This assesses the safety and efficacy of our lead product, ASP1929, in combination with anti-PD-1 in first-line recurrent or metastatic setting. And the trial, primary endpoint was ORR, and secondary endpoint was OS, PFS, and durability of response. And here are the key findings that were released last year. OS rate, even though median overall survival was not met at the time, this is based on October 2022 data cutoff, the OS rate at 18 months was about 53.5%. And the ORR was 29.4%, with the CR, complete response, of 17.6%, as well as PR of 11.8%. It was generally tolerated, manageable AEs, with no fatal events. And since then, we have been monitoring this trial, and we did a data cutoff last year, and we will be publishing the data based on the latest data cutoff this year at the journal, or even going to a larger conference later this year. Additionally, we plan to discuss with FDA, based on this data, a pivotal study also this year. So that's what, please stay tuned on the latest update on this data. Here's Dr. Ann Gillenwater from MD Anderson, who is the lead PI, talking about this results. So let me play a video for you.
So I think the pertinent points are two. One was that the treatment itself was well tolerated. There was no grade 5 or deaths occurring because of this treatment. And most of the patients tolerated it pretty well. The biggest side effects were swelling immediately after the treatment and pain immediately after the treatment. But these did tend to resolve in a day or two. The other very pertinent point is that we were able to see efficacy. As of this date, we have three patients who appear to have complete responses. In other words, we can't find any cancer. And we did the data cutoff at 18 months, and at that time we had over 50% of the patients alive, and we haven't yet figured out the median overall survival because we haven't reached it yet.
Yep.
So I think the...
And shifting the gear a little bit, so based on this platform, as Tora mentioned about our second molecule, which is RM9095, this is what we target, use this technology to kill T regulatory cells very fast, targeting CD25. As In preclinical setting, there has been a very encouraging data, both in monotherapy as well as in combination. It has shown the anti-cancer effect on the primary tumor, but also abscopal effect, which is further enhanced when you combine with anti-PD-1. So as one of the studies shown here, there was about 80% of complete response that was achieved in this mouse study. So very encouraging preclinical data. So what we did, based on this encouraging data, in Japan, we initiated a new trial targeting liver mets, liver metastasis, using this molecule. So that phase one is ongoing. It is really divided into three main parts. Number one is a drug dose escalation, because it's a new molecule, so we are doing a drug dose escalation. Part two includes the light dose escalation, if you recall our light part as well. And then part three is where we fix the dose for drug and the like, and then combine with anti-PD-1. So that's the study design that is ongoing. As of today, we have already completed the first portion of the dose for the phase 1A part, and an independent review committee has asked us to now move to the next dose, so based on the data review. So that is ongoing, and we'll continue to monitor this. So what is the significance of this molecule in the clinic? Number one, liver mets is a high medical, unmet medical need. And so potentially this molecule can help resolve that. Number two is it's a potential induction of anti-tumor immunity that may treat and help even the primary tumor. So that is the basis, as you saw in the preclinical data, that we are hoping to achieve with this molecule in the clinic. To support this clinic work, we are also doing a lot of preclinical research to support this trial, which is several transgenic mice, for example, to express human CD25 to confirm the tumor control and other research that are ongoing. So that was the drug portion. As a company, since it's a drug-device combination, we have also been working on developing the devices. Just last year, we launched commercially two devices. One is the guide tube, and the second is the needle catheter S1. Now, guide tube is a device that supports the light delivery at a hard-to-reach area, such as hypopharynx cancer. So that was commercialized in Japan market. And then needle catheters is a better version of needle catheter to make it more effective and ease of use that we learned from our physicians from a commercialization in Japan. And at the same time, we are developing several devices, device development, research that is ongoing, which will be eventually launched very soon, and will potentially help these physicians to be more effective and make the treatment even safer. On the IP front, of course, we own the main IP for the Ford Immunotherapy platform that we are licensed from NIH in the U.S. But in particular, we fully own the drug or the photosensitizer part. So we own that patent, not only composition of matter, but also manufacturability and trade secrets there as well. And with acquisition of MedLight, which was one of the leaders in photodynamic therapy, diffusers, we are well positioned to do research and development on these devices. This will help us go into other indications, etc. And we continue to make our IP robust moving forward. On the global partnering perspective, so we have been quite busy doing several deals with large companies, as you can see listed on this map. But one of the, in particular, deal that we did last year was with a company called Hikma Pharmaceuticals, based in MENA region and listed on London Stock Exchange. And this deal helps us and enables us to provide our therapy for patients in MENA regions as well. And so working with these top leading institutes, we are co-creating innovation and trying to provide additional new therapies to the patients. Lastly, this is there were many achievements in 2023, and there are many more to come, both clinically and commercially. In particularly this year, as already mentioned, in first half, we are working towards publishing that data, the combination data, study data, as well as potentially launch the new trial after discussing with the regulatory agencies. And in the second half of the year, we expect to launch more devices that we showed you earlier. As far as the monotherapy study goes with the ASP-199, the phase 3 trial, we expect to have the launch in around 2026 in markets like US, Taiwan, and India. So with that, if you are interested in discussing more or partnering with us, please do reach out to us. Thank you very much for your attention.